Wastewater treatment plants are not designed to remove the chemicals found in pharmaceuticals and personal care products. Instead, such chemicals enter waterways where their effects on aquatic ecosystems are largely unknown. A new study looks at how these compounds disrupt such ecosystems. I spoke with Emma Rossi, who's an aquatic ecologist at the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York. She is co-author of the new study on the topic.
In the past, we've often thought about these compounds and contaminants in the same way that we think about other things like toxins, like trace metals or oil and gas or other contaminants that are out there in the environment. And what we argue in this new paper is that pharmaceuticals and personal care products are used by people because they have a biological effect on us. They change something about us, right? And when we find them out there in the environment at low concentrations, before they ever kill anything and cause a toxic effect, they can have an effect on the ecology of the system. And we introduce the concept of ecological disruption.
She expands upon this concept.
Just because something didn't die doesn't mean it didn't change, right? And that there's, and that's what we're talking about, this ecological disruption, right? So if you alter the predator-prey interactions, or you alter the microbial communities, or you suppress the primary production, if you alter the ecological system, even though you don't see fish dying and washing ashore, the ecosystem may be fundamentally different, right? So we may be having an effect on the ecology of our freshwater systems because of pharmaceuticals and personal care products, but we might be missing it if we only look for what concentration causes toxic effects.
Rossi says studies with pharmaceuticals and personal care products are performed in artificial streams at the Cary Institute because it is difficult to study these compounds and their ecological effects in nature, given all else that is going on in the environment.
So what we've done in our artificial stream facility is we've done experiments where we take stream communities, bugs and algae and bacteria, we put them in our artificial streams and we expose them to very low concentrations of pharmaceuticals or personal care products. And so for an example that we've done research on in the past is we added the antimicrobial compound triclosan, which is the active ingredient in antibiotic soap, antibacterial soap. When we add that compound to artificial streams, we very quickly changed the bacterial community in that stream. One of the things that changed is that the bacteria were resistant to triclosan. We selected for triclosan-resistant bacteria. The other thing that changed was that when we did sequencing of the microbial community, remember that bacteria are a very diverse assemblage in stream sediments. There are many, many different types of bacteria in the stream sediments. And when we exposed them to triclosan, we shifted the bacterial community to a totally different new type of bacterial community than what occurred in the reference streams. So it's an example of one contaminant, it's a personal care product that we use in our everyday lives, that when we expose the bacterial communities to this contaminant, it wasn't like the bacteria were all dead. There were bacteria in that stream that had triclosan. There were lots of bacteria in that stream. They were living and reproducing and doing their thing, just a totally different composition to what was found in the reference condition.
She says studies show the diversity of compounds being found in the environment in water samples, and she points to a 2016 study from Cornell University and Riverkeeper that found a long and varied list of micropollutants in the Hudson River, from pesticides to pharmaceuticals.
If you are taking 100 different pharmaceuticals, your doctor would be concerned, right? We are exposing our freshwater ecosystems and our ecosystems in general to a very diverse array of contaminants. And we really do not understand how organisms out there in the environment are going to respond to, 10 different types of antibiotics, a bunch of antidepressants, a bunch of antimicrobials, a bunch of different compounds all together, and they're being exposed to all these things, and we don't really know what the effects are. So even though the concentration of one compound might be low, it's not going to kill the organism, it may be disrupting them, and then now you have to add in all the other ones as well. We really don't know how to handle the fact that there are many different types of compounds, in particular pharmaceuticals and personal care products, getting into the environment with unknown ecological effects.
As for what's next, Rossi says scientists need to continue to develop new ways to investigate the effects of these compounds, how they interact with one another, and the consequences for the environment. Plus, she says,
in an ideal situation, we wouldn't be adding these compounds to the environment. You know, we need to upgrade our wastewater treatment facilities. We need to remove these compounds, not put them down the drain, not dispose of them improperly so that we can prevent this problem from happening in the first place.
Emma Rossi is an aquatic ecologist at the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook. She is co-author of a new paper on pharmaceutical and personal care product pollution impacts on aquatic life. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.